Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimata Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharishtarini Vanchakalpaturvyascha Kripasindivyayivacha Patitanam Pavanivya Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha. I have not prepared a formal speech, but I was thinking of speaking about Srila Prabhupada when I, in Mayapur, when I saw him the last time, and a little bit about the mood and the purpose of the festivals and that he has given us to celebrate. And I was thinking in one way it is significant that I saw him at a Mayapur festival the last time, because a big impression I got of Srila Prabhupada was the biggest impression of Srila Prabhupada I got is his compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, Jivadaya. Yesterday when Malati spoke about how even the Sunday feast came about and it was called the love feast, and I was contemplating on the purpose, you know, that Prabhupada has given us all the small festivals like the love feast and bigger festivals like Rath Yatra and the festivals in the Holy Dham. Of course, the one of the main reasons is that by having festivals like that, we are displaying to everyone, to people in general, Krishna consciousness, and making it attractive to them to consider themselves, to consider and think of themselves, identify themselves maybe as, and consider that they could become devotees as well. And he always trained us from the beginning to, in these festivals, to serve the people that would come to our festivals. Like in New Dwarka, we were asking him, when people come, how we should receive them. And he was saying that even on an ordinary day, we should receive them with a full plate of prasadam. So we always had, and we should keep always something ready. And if it was not taken, if no guests would come, then we should distribute amongst the devotees. So this attitude of always being ready to receive new devotees in our midst and to serve them and to welcome them lovingly was always present with us, because Prabhupada wanted us to do that. And the festivals in New Dwarka also, and even in the beginning when I was in Australia, they were wonderful and very attractive. Especially in Australia, people are not as much as attracted to the philosophy of Krishna consciousness as they are to the festivals and the style of the way we are living and the love of the devotees. And so I remember that Prabhupada sent also Madhavisa Swami to Australia, who was a wonderful kirtaniya, and the kirtans, of course, they're such a nice way of bringing new people into the community and making them happy in Krishna consciousness. Without them knowing, they're advancing in Krishna consciousness just by singing and dancing. Also, he was first the representative to Prabhupada. Like, naturally, you know, I was never in a leader position. I was always a follower. But so the Krishna consciousness often came through our God brothers from Prabhupada. So I'm today expressing, I'm not trying to only express my gratitude towards Prabhupada. Of course, he has trained his disciples, the direct disciples and leaders, and then we were trained by them. So I'm expressing also my gratitude to the devotees that have taken up this spirit from Prabhupada and transmitting it to us. And so Madhavisa Swami was a great inspiration at that time too. And I remember the first, because he was previously in India and he was with Prabhupada directly serving him and preaching in India. And then he came to Australia. So he started also the Srimad Bhagavatam classes that Prabhupada had introduced here. And when he went in, I think in 74, again to India for the Mayapur festival, because he had already experienced these festivals here, he immediately thought of something to bring for the festival as a gift for Prabhupada. And in Australia they have this most wonderful ghee. It's very bright yellow and fragrant, and they're producing it and they're calling it butter oil. So he brought many, many big containers of this butter oil for the festival. And I heard even afterwards many of these containers went to Radha Ratsa Bihari also for use. And of course his kirtans here in the Dham also were very attractive. Then that inspired me, and I wanted to always go to India, but I had a small daughter, so I was not able to go in 74 in those early days. My first time was then in 76, when the Mayapur festival was already very much established, and the lotus building was there, of course. The temple room was still in the lotus building, and the long building was there. And the front accommodations there, where now the shops are, there were actually some cottage industry, some weaving going on, and when Prabhupada came that year, he came earlier than the festival. He came in January, I heard, and there was a ribbon cutting ceremony when Prabhupada entered the gate. And on the boundary walls, they had painted all the front covers of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Before, I heard, was just Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Chaitanya Charitamrita. One on this side and the Srimad Bhagavatam on that side. And so when he went down the path towards the lotus building, the devotees were having a big, big uproarious kirtan, and just as he was entering, the entrance was on the south side, and above on the balcony, Komodiki and Swati were standing, and they were showering flowers on Prabhupada, rose petals. And I think rose petals, these roses were also planted by Bhavananda Maharaj. Yeah, it means, you know, by Prabhupada's wish. And it seemed very heavenly, you know, like it reminded us of the demigod showering Krishna, like that. So Prabhupada entered the temple room and he was talking, he was giving an address to the devotees, and I can only paraphrase it, but the gist was that he was saying he was pleased that now these Mayapur festivals were becoming more and more a part of our festivities in Krishna consciousness, and that the devotees are coming from all over the world. And he was saying what the United Nations have failed to do, this is what it has been accomplished in our Krishna conscious movement, that is to unite all the devotees under one banner where we don't identify ourselves by this bodily designation, where we are not considering that we are American or you know, from whatever background we came from, but we were uniting here as devotees of Krishna. And at that festival, Srila Prabhupada